Brian, we had quite a few questions from listeners who wanted information about so-called down-ballot races like judges, and of course we have information about candidates on our website, wsfnews.org. But there are quite a lot of candidates, and you were just talking about the hodgepodge of people to vote for on the ballot. What's your advice to voters so they don't miss anything when they go to vote?
When in doubt, just you can simply do some research. There's some Ballotpedia, there's some good sources out there. Fact check. You can Google a candidate's name and see what comes up. Click on the news tab, for example. It is difficult. We get this a lot statewide for judicial candidates. Mm-hmm. It's they're barred from really politicizing their views, if you will. I kind of make the tongue in cheek joke that if you're running for judge, for example, you can say, you know, how long you've lived in the respective county and what law school you went to, and that you, you know, have a dog named Fluffy. That's about where it ends. They can't give their views on anything. It'd be inappropriate, of course. So it becomes a bit of a challenge. But when in doubt, you're going to get your sample ballot, and you can do the research. It just simply has the power of harness technology to make you be an informed voter. We obviously be inappropriate for us. And also, if you go to our respective websites for local candidates, they'll have a link to their campaign website as well. And they'll give you views on their views, their platform, et cetera, so you can make an informed decision.